I want to ask John what his thoughts are about the issue of dose-dense AC paclitaxel trastuzumab.
Well, I think we now have a large number of options that have been shown in randomized trials where you may have up to 1,000 patients in each arm. So when you have a number of good choices, why would you go fly by the seat of your pants with a 70-patient study in a pre-selected population to avoid the problem that might have occurred in a more generalizable situation? I would just say at least you know what you're getting if you go with one of the standard regimens that's been published in a randomized fashion, and everything else is a bit speculative. So because we have other good options, I wouldn't go there.
You're in the group, the small group of two people that says, I really don't think you ought to be doing this?
Well, I wouldn't say it's wrong. It's just not right. It's a reasonable recommendation, but it wouldn't be what I would recommend.
Mark, can you comment on why so many people at Memorial are using this approach right now?
I think that the chemotherapy is very well tolerated. You move through it very quickly. I think it's ease of administration, and I think that the fact that dose-dense ACT doesn't increase cardiac events, I think it's unlikely that ACTH will.